Rivian's plans to sell insurance for its electric vehicles are now taking shape. New details are being released about data-driven coverage in a partnership with established underwriter Nationwide. Rivian was already at the forefront of electrification and autonomous driving. Now it appears to be on the leading edge of another trend, car makers that sell insurance, too. That carries special meaning in Bloomington Normal, where State Farm is based and where Rivian will make its EVs. Rivian recently announced plans to sell insurance products as part of its digital ordering process. The company says by linking insurance to the vehicle itself, they'll be able to diagnose issues more quickly and comprehensively and even remotely. And those who use Rivian's mid-level autonomous driving tool can get discounts on their rates. Customers will also be able to insure their home, recreational equipment, and other vehicles, aka bundling. Rivian insurance will be available to customers in 40 states initially, and the policies will be underwritten by third-party carriers. Rivian hasn't disclosed who they will be, but Nationwide has confirmed to WGLT that it is a partner. It's unclear if there are others. What Rivian is doing is not entirely new. EV pioneer Tesla started selling insurance to California vehicle owners in 2019 through its partner, State National, and GM recently launched data-driven coverage via its OnStar insurance subsidiary. The reason it's possible is because of telematics, also known as usage-based insurance, or UBI. It's a trend that's grown within the insurance business in the last decade or so. Basically, it's technology inside of your car that can track how fast you accelerate or how hard you brake. In other words, how risky you are. With super-connected vehicles like Rivian's, there's just simply more data available. Sam Abu-Samad is principal analyst for e-mobility at Guidehouse, based in Detroit.
You know, I think we're going to continue to see more of this. The automakers have access to that data, and they can work with, you know, the insurance providers to be able to give an opportunity for the customers to maybe get lower premiums if they, you know, if their driving behavior indicates a lower risk of getting into crashes or lower claim risk.
Drivers are warming up to the idea. Survey results from May 2020 showed about half of drivers were comfortable sharing their data with their insurer. That's according to Mark Friedlander, a spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute, an industry think tank. That grew significantly during the pandemic.
UBI was a key factor for U.S. auto insurers in providing $14 billion in premium relief to drivers last year, where they gave refunds and credits on auto insurance policies because UBI was used to indicate how much less drivers were in their vehicles, how much less they were using their vehicles.
Rivian didn't respond to WGLT's request for comment for this story, but experts say there are a few different reasons why it would want to sell insurance. Electric vehicle customers, including Teslas, have often complained about getting slammed with higher rates. There may also be an opportunity for a little extra revenue. Sam Abu-Samad with Guidehouse says typically there's some sort of revenue-sharing model between the automaker and its third-party carrier.
The car makers are essentially acting as brokers here more than insurance companies. And, you know, so they, you know, may get a share of the premium payments as long as the customer stays with that program. So it's another potential revenue stream for the automakers.
And as a marketing tool, Rivian can argue that tying together insurance and the vehicle will produce a better customer experience. Every Rivian vehicle is equipped with the company's Driver Plus suite of safety technology. Rivian insurance customers will automatically get a Driver Plus rate reduction, in addition to any discounts that come their way from using a feature that automatically steers and adjusts speed on the highway. Yaowan Ren is an associate professor in risk management and insurance at ISU's College of Business.
So they can provide a lot of services to their customers, and they can develop a one-stop shop business model for their customers.
There is disagreement about whether plans like Rivian's pose a competitive threat to legacy auto insurance companies like State Farm or Allstate. Presumably, a customer could just decline Rivian insurance, go out in the open market and buy a policy, no middleman.
They definitely pose the competitive threat to the existing insurance industry, not just the insurance industry, but also the auto industry. They bring competition to this industry, so it's beneficial to customers.
Mark Friedlander with the Insurance Information Institute disagrees. After all, Rivian isn't actually underwriting those policies. A traditional insurer is still getting business.
This is a new way to market your business to drivers. It's expanding the marketplace that is already out there for telematics and making it easier for drivers to access coverage. So clearly it's an add-on, it's complementary to what's already out there in the marketplace. We don't see it as competition.
Rivian will be making its electric vehicles at its Normal manufacturing plant. It expects to have about 1,800 employees by June. First vehicles get delivered to customers this summer.